Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, September 2nd. You'll be interested to know. 76 years ago, today in 1949, the classic film The Third Man was released in London, United Kingdom, a masterpiece of cinema that continues to inspire filmmakers and audiences alike. This celebrated motion picture, directed by Carol Reed, starring Joseph Cotten, Alida Valli, and Orson Welles, represents human creativity, artistic achievement, and the enduring power of storytelling, a beacon of cultural progress. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 61 degrees, with 4 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:13, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:11. It looks like we're in for some sunny weather today, with a high near 75 and a light northeast breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 56 and a gentle south wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 7:30 with the low tide just before 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny weather on Wednesday with a high near 79 and a light south wind. Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 58 and a light south wind. Thursday stays sunny with a high near 81 and a light south wind. Thursday night brings a slight chance of rain showers after 3 a.m. with partly cloudy skies and a low around 63, along with a light south wind. On Friday, there is a chance of rain showers before 2 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms with partly sunny skies and a high near 82, plus a south wind. Friday night has a chance of showers and thunderstorms with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 65, along with a light south wind. Saturday also sees a chance of rain showers before 2 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms with partly sunny skies and a high near 82, plus a southwest wind. Saturday night has a chance of showers and thunderstorms with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 60, along with a light west wind. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston's mayoral election is heating up as candidate Josh Kraft criticizes Mayor Michelle Wu on multiple fronts, with a preliminary election approaching on September 9th. Kraft claims Wu's administration is delaying hearings on critical issues to sidestep controversy before the election, a sentiment echoed by city councilors Aaron Murphy and Ed Flynn. He highlighted a stalled resolution aimed at declaring a public health emergency at Massave and Melnay of Cass Boulevard, which he described as a place where proposals go to die. Wu's team attributed the delays to scheduling conflicts, while both candidates continue to battle over homelessness, substance abuse, and other pressing matters. As early voting begins this Saturday, Kraft hopes increased public attention will shift the race dynamics ahead of the general election on November 4th. Now on to sports. Less than 24 hours after handing Alabama its first loss in a season opener since 2001, Florida State quarterback Tommy Castellanos is capitalizing on the weekend's biggest upset. His website is selling 8 shirts and sweatshirts taunting the number 8 Crimson Tide over its 31-17 loss to the Seminoles. Some merchandise features the line, "Nick can't save them," referencing his comments about the Tide in June. On Saturday, he backed up those words, leading Florida State to a stunning victory. He completed 9 of 14 pass attempts for 152 yards against Alabama. The Seminoles will face East Texas, A&M, next Saturday. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Fenway Park, the Red Sox beat the Guardians 6-4. They earned the win with 5 innings pitched, 3 runs allowed, and 3 strikeouts. Story hit a key homer to right field in the 6th, while Manzardo added a homer to center. The Sox finished with 14 hits and 0 errors, left 12 runners on base. The Red Sox record improves to 77-62. Tonight, Garrett Crochet, who is 14-5 with a 2.4 earned run average, pitches against Slade Ciccone, 5-6 with a 4.41 earned run average. First pitch is scheduled for 6:45. The temperature is expected to be around 70 degrees under clear skies in Boston. In top news, in a significant clash over Olympic surfing for the 2028 Games in Los Angeles, U.S. Ski and Snowboard is attempting to take control, but many surfers are resisting this move. Sophie Goldschmidt, the head of U.S. Ski and Snowboard, believes surfing aligns with their mission to support elite athletes. However, former champion surfer Ian Cairns argues they are trying to ski-jack surfing from its rightful community. USA Surfing, the current governing body, is fighting back, citing recent investments and support from local leaders. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee will ultimately decide which organization will represent Olympic surfers. In business news, Kraft Heinz is approaching a significant breakup plan, according to sources familiar with the matter. This decision would effectively reverse much of the work from the notorious merger of Kraft and Heinz in 2015, orchestrated by Warren Buffett and Brazilian private equity firm 3G Capital Partners. A transaction could be announced as early as next week, but plans are subject to change. The Wall Street Journal reported that Kraft plans to spin off a substantial portion of its grocery business, potentially valued at as much as $20 billion. The split would occur amid a trend of corporate breakups in the food and beverage industry. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% to about $110,000. Ethereum is down 8% to just under $4,400. And XRP is down 0.5% to $2.81. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The digital tokens backing the Trump family's cryptocurrency venture, World Liberty Financial, fell in value on Monday in their first day of trading. Known as World Liberty tokens, they were sold to investors after the Trump family launched the venture last year. Investors voted in July to make them tradable, allowing for potential sales and purchases. Initially, the tokens traded above $0, but later fell by about 12%. Bringing their market capitalization to just below $7 billion. Major exchanges, including Binance and OKX, are offering the tokens. Critics argue that Trump family's involvement represents profound conflicts of interest. And in entertainment news, Alan Ritchson, known for Reacher, is making waves with his super unique film Motor City, which premieres in Venice on August 30th. This action thriller is almost entirely dialogue-free, allowing for an intense focus on physical performances and stylized visuals. Ritchson portrays a blue-collar character seeking revenge after losing his fiance and freedom. He emphasizes the challenge and exhilaration of acting without dialogue, relying on internal emotions to convey his character's turmoil. Additionally, he produced the film, aiming to elevate action cinema with a visceral experience. While rumors swirl about Batman, Ritchson remains open to future projects with DC. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American novelist and short story writer Ray Bradbury. And he said, "We are an impossibility in an impossible universe, highlighting the power of creativity and storytelling to transcend boundaries and inspire progress." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.